Very humbling.
What a privilege it is to be with you today.
I pray that something I share might invite the Spirit, and that it will touch your hearts in a meaningful way. I'll admit, when President Voorkink first reached out to me, I tried to politely avoid this opportunity. As you can see, it didn't work very well. And, well, I better stick to the script. There are a few people here who know just how uncomfortable I feel standing up here this morning. Truthfully, I'd be much more comfortable sitting with you watching a basketball game. But I've come to learn that when you're given certain assignments on this campus, you're never left to do them alone. There's help from both sides of the veil. Our Heavenly Father loves and cares deeply about this great university. The things you are learning here will bless your lives in ways that you may not fully recognize. Cherish this opportunity to grow, to learn, and to prepare. I can say that in my own life has been richly blessed because of the experiences that began right here. I'd like to share some of those with you today. President Reese and Vice President Voorkink, thank you for your leadership and enthusiasm, your love and service for the people on this campus. It's clear you truly love Brigham Young University. I've watched you in action, encouraging and inspiring professors, faculty, staff, administrators, and students alike. You share in that light, and your enthusiasm for your assignment is contagious. You seem to be everywhere. I've seen you at golf events. That surely doesn't happen very often. Sporting events, advancement summits, department meetings, and graduation. Even sending teams off to NCAA competitions and welcoming them home. Whether early in the morning or late at night, I seem to find you there. And what makes your service even more meaningful is the support of your wonderful wives. Thank you for your love for our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for the young people on this campus. You inspire us every day. President Reese has shared a message with the students earlier this year in January in his devotional, and he said, "What is really unique and remarkable this year is the service, light, and learning you bring to this campus, all of which reflect the light of Jesus Christ. As I walked around this campus on the first day of classes, I was struck by the light in your eyes. Wendy and I love you more deeply than you can possibly imagine. And we can't wait to make this semester something memorable and impactful right alongside you." I believe those words apply just as much to you here in the summer semester. So let's follow our good president's example and his invitation to share in that light. It's already here among you, and each of you has the opportunity to contribute to it, to lift others, and to reflect the light of Jesus Christ in your own way. Let me begin with the Savior's words in 3 Nephi. "Therefore, hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up, that which ye have seen me do. Behold, ye see that I have prayed unto the Father, and ye all have witnessed." What a powerful invitation to come unto Christ, to follow his example, and then to hold up that light for others to see. Young people, it's exciting to see you here on this campus. You've worked hard to get here, and you've already accomplished so much. Will everything be without challenges while you're here? No, but so much of it can be as you continue to trust in the simple Christ-like fundamentals of living the gospel. And living those simple Christ-like fundamentals matter now more than ever. President Russell M. Nelson has taught that in the coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost. In the April 2026 General Conference, Elder Eduardo F. Ortega taught, "Becoming a lifelong disciple of Christ is a process, the result of many small, daily personal and spiritual experiences or spiritual choices." In Moroni 6:4, we read, "And after they had been received unto baptism and were wrought upon and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were numbered among the people of the Church of Christ. And their names were taken, that they might be remembered and nourished by the good word of God. To keep them in the right way, to keep them continually watchful unto prayer, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We all recognize that through those steady, constant efforts, our light grows and allows us to bless the lives of others. I've had the blessing of being a part of BYU for more than 40 years. The time I've spent as a student, as an athlete, a graduate assistant, and as a coach. And I can honestly say I love this place. And the people that I've had the privilege to associate with, so many individuals are here, have influenced my life and shaped who I've become. I've had the privilege to visit many universities in our travels to various competitions. Some are very impressive, but there is something unique about Brigham Young University. We all know that there are many things. There is a spirit here, and chances are the greatest influence has come from people who simply chose to live the gospel and let their light be seen. That's what makes this place special. I've been the recipient of that so many times. It's the light that each one of you bring and the way that you lift one another. In the early 1970s, my parents introduced our family to the game of golf. Around the same time, members of the BYU golf team would come to our home. They shared meals with us, spent time with our family, and talked about life, faith, and the gospel. As a young boy, I had the opportunity to caddy for the late Mike Brannan in the Cougar Classic, a great friend of the family. While some of my memories come from those special experiences, many are simply being around these players at the golf course, looking back. Those seemingly small interactions had a profound influence on our family. Many of those players became lifelong friends. I didn't fully realize it at the time, but I was being influenced by their light and their goodness. Just by being around them, watching them, how they lived, how they treated others, and how they carried themselves, left an impression that has stayed with me ever since. That early influence led to a dream to one day attend BYU and play collegiate golf. I practiced, competed, and eventually that dream became a reality when I was offered a spot on the team. But when I arrived on campus, I discovered something even more important than the opportunity to play golf. I found great people, professors, coaches, and teammates who believed in me, encouraged and helped me improve performance. After my freshman year, I was called to serve a mission in South Carolina, and once again, I found the same thing. Good, faithful people who helped me grow and come closer to the Savior. The people we taught were absolutely amazing. These many experiences have confirmed something I've already begun to learn. I had already begun to learn that some of the greatest blessings in life come from through the people the Lord places in your path. On my first day in the mission office, I was overwhelmed. Even though I told the mission president I was fine, one of the assistants, Mike Acton, could see that I was uncomfortable. He immediately stepped in, talking with me, joking, helping me relax till I truly felt okay. That moment marked the beginning of an influence, of his influence in my life. He continued to check in on me several times a week, showing genuine care and concern. Mike's love for missionary and for people has always defined him. For many years, he's carried that same spirit of service forward, becoming a tremendous support to our men's golf team
and playing a key role alongside his business partner, Jim Pritchard, in building a facility for both the men's and women's golf program. Mike's impact goes far beyond what he built. It seems in the relationships he's nurtured and the lives that he's touched. Each April, the PGA Tour hosts a tournament in Hilton Head, South Carolina, where I served as a missionary. During my time there, we invited Mike Reed, a past BYU player and a PGA Tour player, to speak at a fireside for several individuals we were teaching. He shared his conversion story, spoke about the experiences on the PGA Tour, and answered questions about professional golf. At the conclusion of the evening, one of the gentlemen whom we had been teaching and who had been investigating the church for quite some time turned to me and said, "If these are the kind of people who are members of the church, then I want to be a part of it." His sincere response was a powerful reminder of the influence the Spirit can have on others. After returning from my mission, the focus shifted to getting my golf game back into competitive shape. Significant improvement was needed to contribute to a talented team and earn a place in the starting five. The next several months were spent practicing, competing, and working hard to prepare for the upcoming season. Thanks to the support of parents, oh, so much support from parents, coaches, and friends, I began to see improvements where needed. Those efforts paid off as our team enjoyed some great success over the next 3 years, competing against some of the best programs in the country. School was always challenging, especially at BYU, traveling 12 to 14 tournaments during the fall and winter semesters. Thanks, Mom and Lisa, for your help. Balancing academics with the demands of collegiate golf required studying every day to keep up with coursework, attending class, reviewing notes, and completing assignments, and preparing for exams. Kind of sound familiar, students? It quickly became clear that greater discipline and focus were necessary to succeed both in the classroom and on the course. Over time, a deep appreciation developed for the opportunity to learn and compete in such an incredible environment. The more time devoted to studying and asking questions, the stronger my academic performance became. Especially remember sitting in a religion classes where the Spirit was strong and where my testimony of prophets and our Savior and the Book of Mormon continued to grow. Those experiences played a significant role in strengthening my testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lisa and I met in the latter part of 1985. The first day I saw her, I thought, wow, she is really cute. You haven't changed much, dear. Let's see. After a few dates, I was so impressed and wanted to see her every day. By April of 1986, I knew I was in love, and the big challenge was that marriage was not in my plans. I wanted to play golf. But I quickly found out when it's right, it is right. We were married for four months later after, over the next 39 years, 10 months, I came to realize just how strong, independent, hardworking, determined, and caring she truly is. So often, she had the responsibility of caring for our family on her own. She's a champ. She is a loving, kind, and devoted mother. Now, as a grandmother, she brings that same love, devotion, and kindness to her children. Their eyes light up whenever they see her face, hear her voice. After my playing career at BYU, I was hired as a graduate assistant. This role provided an opportunity to complete both graduate and undergraduate and graduate degrees while continuing to work with the golf team. Watching Coach Tucker up close was an incredible experience. He was an outstanding recruiter, but what impressed me most was the way he managed the team and connected with his players. He understood each individual and knew how to motivate and inspire them. Working alongside him allowed me to see a completely different side of his leadership and coaching style. The way he treated people and remembered their names left a lasting impression. In fact, many years after Coach Tucker retired, people would still ask me about him and his family and how they were doing, a testament to the impact he had on those around him.
I also remember several occasions when he asked whether I'd had any interest in coaching after he retired. My response was the same. Each time it was the same. Coach, my experience at BYU as a student athlete was absolutely fantastic. I'd love to be involved in coaching. Being in the right place and working closely with student athletes gave me an opportunity to develop as a coach. 4 years later, Glenn Tuckett hired Lisa and I to lead the BYU men's golf team. Throughout the hiring process, expectations were high, and we understood the challenge following one of the top collegiate coaches in the country. It was a responsibility that would test us every day, but it was also an opportunity that we embraced with great enthusiasm. As a coach, you're given a unique opportunity to recruit and mentor young men and invite them to be a part of something larger than themselves. Motivate them on their academics, encourage discipline and work hard. Challenge them every day to improve, compete, and make good choices. Over the years, I've been touched and influenced by the many student athletes who have been on our team. Each one arrives with his own story, his own background, and his own strengths and weaknesses, strengths and challenges. Each one of them has blessed my life. Daniel Summerhays is one of those. He was an exceptional student and an outstanding golfer, one of the finest student athletes we've had at BYU. I say that carefully because there have been so many great ones. What set him apart was his determination and discipline. He was relentless, early workouts, attending classes, long hours on the course, working on his golf game, and then studying late into the night. He lived that routine for 3 years, day after day for 3 years, setting a standard as a student athlete in the business school that's difficult to match. But just as impressive was his impact on the others. He made everyone around him better. His consistency led to a remarkable success, including first-team All-American, academic All-American, becoming the first collegiate player to win a nationwide event, tour event, and later securing a PGA Tour card. He was also the first return missionary to retain his PGA Tour status. When players arrive at BYU, they become part of something greater than themselves. They learn to value the university's mission and take pride in representing an institution built upon excellence, faith, and purpose. Though not every team member fully understands that vision at first, they recognize its importance and gradually come to appreciate the standards they are invited to live. As they move through their life, those teachings and opportunities help shape their faith, character, and capacity to serve. Looking back, many acknowledge that their time at BYU played a pivotal role in becoming the men they are today and in preparing them to bless the lives of others. I talked to a couple of players over the last month or so that played for Coach Tucker, and one of them was former player Richard Zokel, who began as a walk-on player, then ended up leading the team to winning an NCAA championship for Carl. He went on to play on the PGA Tour, and years later, he recently wrote a book entitled Zokology. Interesting. Richard Zokel and Zokology. The book describes the challenges of competing on a professional level and the discipline, focus, and mindset needed to achieve success. The first chapter of his book talks about the path that led him to BYU. It was a testament of how his experience at BYU shaped his journey. As we spoke, Richard shared this. He said he would have never made it on the PGA Tour without his time at BYU. More importantly, he emphasized that his experience here didn't just prepare him as a golfer, it molded him into the man he is today. That transformation speaks to the deeper purpose of this university. It's not just about developing talent and achieving success. It's in a chosen field. It's about becoming better, stronger, and more grounded in who you are and what you believe. Last fall, our team traveled to Northern California. While there, we had the opportunity to spend with another one of Richard's teammates, Bobby Clampett, who was the Player of the Year, the best college golfer in the country in 79 and 80. I know that that takes us back quite a ways. He shared a similar feeling that his studies at BYU and the people he associated with played a significant role in shaping his life. Even after more than 45 years, he spoke with gratitude for the lasting impact and the many wonderful memories he gained during his time here. One of the great traditions of BYU golf began many years ago under the leadership of Coach Carl Tucker. Each year, between 50 and 100 former players returned to Provo to participate in Cougar Day, a biannual event designed to support and raise funds for the current and future BYU golf team. It is always a meaningful and enjoyable weekend for these alumni and their families. Past players look forward to the opportunity to return to campus, reconnect with former teammates, boosters and administrators and friends, and relive the memories that made their time at BYU so special. Each visit serves as a reminder of the lasting relationships, shared experiences, and deep connection they feel to this university and the golf program. What makes this day so memorable are the people who are so generous. I have been continually humbled by the remarkable generosity and unwavering support of friends of BYU Golf and Athletics. I'm grateful for the positive influence so many people have had on the lives of our student athletes and for the difference they continue to make. A big thank you to our athletic director, Brian Santiago, and Coach Todd Miller for making Cougar Day such a great success. And if any of you are looking for an impromptu auctioneer, Brian is your man. We've had some great teams over the years, but the quality of the young men we've been blessed to coach will always be etched in my mind. We haven't been perfect, but we've worked hard to stay on the path and become better. I had the privilege of serving as a bishop with 180 freshman students at BYU a few years back. And like any ward, we faced challenges. Some individuals struggled with self-doubt, questioned their abilities, or felt inadequate in their callings. Church attendance and participation varied, and there were moments when faith and commitment were tested. Yet, through it all, these young adults were remarkable in many ways. They willingly accepted opportunities to serve, some with confidence, others with hesitation, but they served faithfully. Each member of the ward embracing ministering assignments and sought to care for one another. I was continually inspired by their faith, goodness, and sincere desire to lift and strengthen those around them. I strongly encourage each of you to be actively involved in your wards and make new friends along the way. The people you serve alongside and come to love often become some of life's greatest blessings. Many are individuals you might never met under different circumstances, yet a shared calling brings you together in meaningful and lasting ways. In my own experience, those with whom we've served strengthened our bishopric, our ward council, and inspired us to become better. Their examples of humility, dedication, and discipleship were such a blessing. Looking back, I'm so grateful for the friendship that were developed and the experiences shared and the lessons learned from such extraordinary people. President Thomas S. Monson said, "The sweetest experience I know in life is to feel a prompting and then act upon it and later find out that it was the fulfillment of somebody's prayer or someone in need." And I always want the Lord to know that if he needs an errand run, Tom Monson will run the errand for him. President Lorenzo Snow said, "This is the grand privilege of every Latter-day Saint. We know that it is our right to have the manifestations of the Spirit every day of our lives." In a talk given by Elder Kieran in April conference titled About His Business, Elder Kieran states, "We are not merely filling an assignment when we respond to an expired call, but joining the Savior of the world in his infinite work, in his infinite redeeming work. He needs you and he needs me.
Life is better. Everything is better when we are about His business. Heavenly Father has provided us access to His Son to bless our lives, walk with Him, serve, lift, and learn to love others. Our Savior is the source of light and hope. He offers peace and comfort to all who will receive Him. In Chad Lewis's book, Surround Yourself with Greatness, he teaches that much of our success is built upon those who help us along the way. That principle is clearly reflected here at BYU. Students, I'd invite you to think about that for a minute. How many of the people have influenced your life? When you really stop and consider it, there are so many. To name a few, parents, teachers, leaders, friends, teammates, each one helping shape who you are today. So here's the invitation. Cherish this opportunity. Learn all you can to grow spiritually, but don't stop there. Be someone who influences others for good. Be someone who lifts, encourages, strengthens those around you. Because whether you realize it or not, someone is watching your example. Just as I once watched those who influenced me. That's exactly what the Savior taught. Come unto Him and then go and do the same for others. Hold up your light. Nephi taught, wherefore you must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and love of God and all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. Spiritual strength doesn't happen all at once. It comes as we choose day by day to follow Jesus Christ. I've talked about great people, supportive boosters, student athletes, and many others at this university who are sharing in the light. That same privilege and responsibility belongs to each one of us. We can be a light to those around us as we draw strength from the Savior of the world, who will bless us in every aspect of our lives. He lives and cares about each one of us. As we come unto Him and share in His light, both personally and with others, we become instruments in His hands. Life is better when you share in the light. Stay strong and be a part of the great gathering of Israel. I testify that Jesus Christ lives and that He loves each one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.